Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Governor Lamont is out with part two in his series of gun control proposals, this set aimed at curbing mass shootings.
Our Steve Burns joins us. So, Steve, walk us through the latest proposals. What does the governor want to see?
Yeah, three items in this latest set. First one is a big one, raising the age to buy any firearm in Connecticut to 21. Right now, that's the law for handguns, but it's still 18 for most types of long guns. Lamont says it should be consistent across the board, 21 to buy any type of firearm. Number two is expanding the state's assault weapons ban. It's been in place since 1994, but Lamont says manufacturers have figured out loopholes, like bringing in guns that were built before 94 that would still be legal, or making some technical changes on how the gun is built to try to get around the law. He wants to close all of those loopholes. And the third item here is making stronger penalties around Connecticut's ban on large capacity magazines. Right now, the governor says the law is basically impossible to enforce. They have to prove the magazine was obtained after that ban went into effect in 2013. Lamont wants to basically get rid of that provision, make possession of these types of magazines a Class D felony.
Earlier this week, we heard from the governor on changes to curb community-centered gun violence. What's he talking about there?
Some really big changes that could be on the way on that front. Lamont wants to make Connecticut the fourth state to make it illegal to openly and visibly carry a gun in public. He said right now police officers who see someone with a gun in public have to go through this process of asking if it's legal, asking if the owner has a permit. He wants to just make it illegal across the board to visibly carry a gun in public. He also wants to see a purchasing limit of one handgun a month. It's really aimed at straw buyers who might go into a store, pick up several guns at once, then turn around and try and sell them on the street for a profit. So now the limit would be one gun a month. And ghost guns, Lamont wants to see all of them registered with the state. He says they are meant to kill. They're meant to be untraceable. Now he wants them all on record.
Well, things didn't go very well for the governor's gun proposals last year. Could we see a different outcome this year?
It's certainly what the governor's hoping here. Last year we saw a similar set of ambitious plans from Lamont. He sent a 52-page bill to lawmakers, things like mandatory trigger locks on guns, making gun dealers register for a license. And those 52 pages ended up getting pared back to just 3 pages, ended up being a task force to work on some issues. It was a short session in Hartford last year, was an election year for everyone, so they might not have wanted to go too far out on a limb. But now we do see Lamont making his case that, Connecticut's been out in front on gun laws since Sandy Hook a decade ago. But these laws need to be updated and modernized to keep up with the times. And that's what he says he's looking to do here.
Thanks for the update, Steve. WCBS reporter Steve Burns.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.